Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. So this is part two of last week's episode, which is how to get motivated to declutter. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I recommend going back and listening to that first, because we go over the five first steps of how to get motivated to declutter. And in this episode, we're going to go over the next steps. So the one I have for you today is declutter for a cause. If you're struggling to declutter, sometimes it helps to have a bigger purpose in mind. So declutter for a cause, this is a great way to get started. Donate items you no longer need to charity or sell them to raise money for a good cause. This will help you feel more motivated and inspired to declutter your home. Another thing that you can try to do is create a decluttering schedule. So if you find it helpful, you can also create a schedule to help you stay on track. This is especially useful if you're decluttering your entire home or a large space. So start by picking one day of the week to declutter. Then each week you can declutter a different area of your home. This could be a different room each week or decluttering specific items like clothes, shoes, or makeup. So some examples of decluttering schedules could be that you declutter one room of your house each week. You could focus on decluttering specific items, as I mentioned before, doing a deep declutter of your entire house once a month, declutter for 15 minutes a day, focus on decluttering one area of your house each day, such as the kitchen, living room, or bedroom. And this will really help you to develop a schedule and to stay on track. Another thing you can try is to browse Pinterest for inspiration. So this is a personal favorite of mine. And if you need some decluttering inspiration, browse Pinterest. I happen to have a lot of articles and pins up on there if you want to check out some of mine. But there are tons of great decluttering ideas and tips to be found. So take a look around and find some decluttering hacks that will work for you. So some decluttering ideas that you may find on Pinterest could be tips for decluttering your closet, ideas for decluttering your home office, hacks for decluttering your kitchen, minimalist decluttering tips, and so on. I want to take a moment to introduce Minimalism Made Simple's partner, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that provides affordable private therapy anytime, anywhere. And I am a huge advocate of spreading mental health awareness. I think it's so important. And I even took the time to try the platform out for myself. And I really loved its flexibility. And I loved the fact that it was affordable, that it could reach the masses. So I decided to do a partnership with them. And what we are offering is 10% off your first month of therapy if you visit www.betterhelp.com/minimalismmadesimple. So if you need extra support and tools from a licensed therapist, then definitely visit that website. It's www.betterhelp.com/minimalismmadesimple. Another step that you can take is to make a list of the reasons why you want to declutter. So when you're feeling motivated, it can be helpful to make a list of these reasons. And this will help you remember why you're doing this and what benefits decluttering will bring. So some reasons you might want to declutter could be to reduce stress and anxiety, to declutter your mind, to save time and money, to live a simpler life, to have more space in your home or to get rid of things you no longer need or use. By decluttering your home, you can achieve all of these benefits and more. So make a list of reasons why you want to declutter and refer back to it when you need some extra motivation. Last but not least, you can create a reward system for yourself. So one of the best ways to stay motivated is to create a reward system. And this can be anything from buying yourself a treat after decluttering your closet to taking a trip after decluttering your entire home. Find something that will motivate you and give you a little treat once you decluttered a certain amount. This will help you stay on track and to declutter your home in no time. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope that these tips do help you to get motivated to declutter your home and your life today. Don't forget to check out the link in the description to get access to my ebook, as well as a link to our sponsor, BetterHelp. So I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.